may sound like a stupid question, but did we fix the plastic straw problem? I feel like all the places that were giving like the paper straws are back to the plastic straws. And I was wondering if we just decided that we've given up or that there's just so much innovation at this point that that we figured it out. It's good.
You know what? I've actually had the same question because a lot of the places that I was going that I could not stand the straw that they selected, they're onto a different straw. Now, they tell me it's a better straw, but it's a plastic straw again. It feels like it's plastic anyways. It's definitely not one of these cardboard feeling ones.
Yep. I went to a place, a Mexican restaurant, and they were using like sugar cane straws.
Okay.
Yeah. And to me, they just tasted like a regular straw, but they were brown. And I was like, I'm cool with this. Like, if it doesn't disintegrate in my mouth when I put it in, I'm all right. The problem I had is like having a fast food burger, getting my Diet Coke, and then like 3 minutes later when I go to take a sip and I have a chunk of like paper in my mouth. That was the issue.
And the tops of some of those ones, they squeeze harder.
Yeah.
Right. So when the paper goes through, that's it. Now you're cut off. And that's the worst thing, especially if you've got a McChicken in your mouth. Yeah, I get it. Listen, the straw thing was annoying. On the other hand, we all want to do what we can for the ocean, for the birds, for all those things. Right. But I seriously doubt that we solved the straw problem.
Well, they did come out with a list of things that you can use instead of plastic straws that will work just as well. And I was looking at this list. Some of them I'm like, all right, I'll give you that one. But some of them, ridiculous. Twizzlers. Yeah. I mean, everything's going to taste like a Twizzler, but everybody knows that if you bite off both ends and you put it in your soda, it'll work. Bucatini pasta. That's the pasta that's like spaghetti, but a little bit thicker. Now, I wouldn't say it's as thick as a straw.
Yeah.
But I will say it's acceptable.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting in a Coca-Cola.
Well, you just have to be careful not to break it because they break very easily.
Oh, raw. Anyways, right. That would make more sense.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do with a limp noodle? How are you going to drink your soda with that?
That's a question for another person.
Slim Jims? What? Slim Jims have a hole in the middle?
No, I did not know that they were hollow. That seems strange.
Yeah. Somebody wrote it's the ultimate carnivorous edible straw. Did I say that right?
Carnivorous.
Still doesn't seem right. Churros. I mean, come on. Churro doesn't work as a straw.
I don't know any churros that are hollow. Plus, I can't resist a churro. If I put a churro in my mouth, I'm going to eat it.
Right. Me too.
Right.
And finally, carrots. They said if you carve through a carrot, then it'll be a perfect straw option. How do you carve through a carrot to make it into a straw?
Who has that kind of time anyways? I feel like the people that were regulating the straw violations, they've been reassigned due to COVID or whatever at this point. That's all.
With DoorDash, you can order it all. Use the app or shop online at DoorDash.com with promo code ORDER22 for 50% off your first order. Get more from your neighborhood with DoorDash. Today, we're all going to be rich. Get excited.
I love to hear that.
Oh, it's going to be a big day. So there's a quarter right now that can score you a whole lot of money. Here's a guy on TikTok explaining what's going on.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and yes, it has the juice, and we're going to look right below the leaf right here.
All right, so we got to find a 2004 Wisconsin quarter. There's a corn on there.
Okay.
And you have to look like right below the corn. Why?
This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. That extra leaf is an heir, and that makes it worth more money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe that there's still people out there collecting coins and like comparing them for, you know, improprieties to figure out which one is worth money. But I love it. If I have one, I'm very excited about it.
The misprinted coins are such a hot commodity. Mm. This is how hot they are.
Mm.
The record price for one of these is a Mint State 66 for over $2,500.
$2,500 for a quarter that you randomly have in your jar.
It's got to be mint. Remember that. You know, if you're in the baseball card, well, shaking it around is not going to help. If you're in the baseball card world, you know, like it's got to have perfect edges and perfect ink and all those things.
This just needs an extra a leaf on the corn. That's all you need.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Okay.
Right. Raven and I have brought our, you know, everybody's got that coin thing.
Yeah.
Mine is a square box and on front of it, it says our adventure fund.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for, I always say that eventually we'll use this money for a vacation.
I mean, how much money could you fit in that? It's like a small, you know, box frame type thing.
Yeah, you know, once you it know. Fills up, then we'll fill it up again.
Oh, okay, right.
I mean, we've had it for 5 years, and it's only halfway filled, so I think it's going to take a while.
This adventure's never going to happen, basically.
Yeah.
You know what? Mine used to fill up pretty quickly. Describe mine there, Producer Sean.
It's just a circular container, a jug with coins in it. It looks like it could count it, too.
Yes, it does count it automatically. Unfortunately, the kid went in there and raided my coins at some point, yeah. So the count is inaccurate.
Oh, no.
So once we empty that thing today, we should reset it, probably.
So
that would make sense.
Here's what we're going to do. Throughout the show today, Producer Sean, you're going to go through all our change here.
Yeah.
And you're going to be looking for these 2004 Wisconsin quarters. And holy smokes, if we find one and it has an inaccurate corn leaf... Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of money in our pockets.
Couple rules here, and you know, I've already let Sean know is that if he finds one in my coins, he gets 25% of the cash.
Uh-huh.
Keep my coins away from her coins, Sean. I'm very, very particular about my coins. I don't want my coins touching her coins.
Well, I just don't want them to get confused, because if I have the coins that are going to make me rich, I certainly don't want to give them to you.
Oh, you're not going to share anything?
No.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Yeah. Sean, I'll give you a bonus, but we're going to let it be a surprise on how much it's going to be, depending on what it is.
That doesn't sound like more than 10%.
All right. So we'll check in with Sean throughout the show. We'll see how we're doing. We'll see how rich we are by the end of the show.
All right.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's all about mental health, and one of the things they always say is you want to get things off your chest. You want to be able to talk about it, and that's exactly what's happening right now. 1-800-330-9999. What is driving you crazy? You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Vivian, what do you got?
If you think that riding on an electric scooter or an electric bike down the sidewalk at 30 miles an hour is okay, that's all I need to know about you.
It's for real. So I live in a college town, and they have brought in truckloads of them. I feel like there's more this year than there was last year. And I thought these things were over. I thought they were already being banned in certain cities. These people are either going to get killed or they are going to kill people.
I don't know why anybody thought it was a good idea to just put these scooters out there for people to rent, just put like a deposit and just like let them take them. I never understood why we were doing that.
They are laying all over my town. And some of the people picking them up are far less than responsible individuals.
Like, I wouldn't trust myself on one of those.
No!
Let alone, like, just like a random Yahoo on a Thursday.
You know how many times I trip on my own feet? The sidewalk could be uneven, man. Now you want to put me at 30 miles per hour with no helmet, no supervision? Not a good idea.
Fort, that's all I need to know about you.
If you think that being rude to customer service while you've been on hold for over 30 minutes is acceptable, that's all I need to know about you.
What if you say, "I know it's not your fault," before you do it?
I don't think it matters.
No?
No. I think it's... I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, do they purposely just keep people on hold because they don't feel like answering the phone? But you can't just make that accusation, you know?
What if they're all in the same room and they're actually laughing at you, switching you from department to department and then putting you on hold for 20 minutes at a time?
I will say this. I used to work for this company many years ago, right? That eventually got shut down for fraud. Okay. And we used to do that. We used to work in the call center. So there was like a big room and there was probably, I want to say like 30 of us. Still friends with some of those people.
Sure.
Like if there was a problem customer, we would just keep putting them on hold and transferring them to each other. And we would laugh about it. And now looking back, like how terrible was that? But I was young at the time. I was like, it was like before I went to college. And I remember the manager would be like, just put them on hold. Just put them on hold. And like hoping that they would go away.
Just some grandmother, somebody's aunt or something, just trying to figure out where their replacement kidney is. And how come you guys are still holding on to it?
True story. We kept getting all these calls from people complaining that they had been charged twice for their membership. It was one of those companies where you had to like pay a membership fee and then you could get CDs for like a one penny.
Sure.
And we kept getting these complaints and we kept saying there must be a mistake, blah, blah, blah. No, the company was doing it on purpose. We found out afterwards, after it went under and after it got sued, they were double billing all these customers. We had no idea at the time. Isn't that crazy?
Ashley, that's all I need to know about you.
If your lunch takes up the entire shelf in the office fridge, that's all I need to know about you.
Seems like a lot to claim this area for yourself.
Remember when I took the entire drawer
Yes.
You're so mad about it.
Somebody put out a memo.
No, I was like, nobody even uses that drawer. What's the difference if I keep my 8 Activia yogurts, my 27 Polio string cheeses, and an entire bag of fruit in there? See what the big deal was.
The boss was mad. He felt like it was a little much. I don't know.
I think a shelf is different than a drawer. If nobody's using the drawer and nobody, like, it's too inconvenient for them, I'll take that real estate all day.
If it's anything like our office fridge, half that stuff is expired for a month or two. It's been in there anyways.
I would check those dates on those Activia yogurts. It's definitely been a while. 7 words that a homeowner never wants to hear. There's a human skull beneath your house.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh. On Reddit, there is this new thread. It's called Things Seen This Week During Structural Assessment. And it's structural engineers that started posting pictures of all the things that they see when they go in underneath these people's homes and look.
Yeah, it's a funny job. I remember when I lived in Vegas that every time they went to build a condo complex or a new subdivision or whatever, every time they would have to stop construction because there was always human bones.
Oh, gosh, it's
always.
So creepy.
Every time.
Oh, so there's a lot of things that they've seen, and they posted all the pictures on Reddit, like a mummified cat or a mouse fight that, like, you know, happened 10 years ago or whatever.
I mean, that
like
seems
that.
Sad, but okay.
Yeah, but what do you do when you find, like, a human skull? Like, do you just throw it in the garbage? You can't do that. Like, somebody has to come take it.
Yes, no, there are rules. There are very distinctly rules for that.
Oh, God, we should know what those rules are. We should find out what the rules are. If you find human remains under your home, what are you supposed to, who do you call?
I think you have to call the police first and foremost.
Oh, gosh,
right? And then they call and they notify, like, the coroner or something like that. Because even if it's old, there's, like, a process to this because they don't know whether or not it's a crime scene or if it's, you know, just a misplaced thing. And they move cemeteries. If you didn't know that, they move them.
It's wacky.
Yeah, it is crazy, but they do that.
Started thinking, though, like things you found under your house, because I think everybody has that story where you move into your home and then you find out something is under the deck or something is in your basement or whatever you find.
I remember the first time I'm going over to my grandmother's house, that I can really remember being young and going into the basement. The basement is always scary when you're young anyways.
But scary when you're an adult, too, for me.
There was a television under the stairs, but this is a very, very old house, and it was a closed wood-paneled stairs.
Yeah.
And the TV wasn't actually in there. It was just the screen and the buttons. And then you could walk under the stairs. And I always thought that was the creepiest thing that I ever saw. I was like, has somebody been trapped in here? And you've been watching him through this TV viewer?
Yeah, I'm scared of basements. I think you find weird things in basements. I remember when we moved into our house. Our house is an old house. It was built in 1938.
Yeah.
And I was already creeped out because I already had to convince myself it was haunted.
Right.
And, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I walked into the basement and we were, you know, making the storage and all that. And there was this alcove area that had almost like it looked like a little door, but it was easily kind of removable if my husband just kind of like jiggled it and he pulled it out.
Yeah.
And there was
a secret panel.
It was like a secret panel. And it was elevated and deep. So he takes his flashlight and he goes in there. And, I, you know, here's me. Don't go in!
Right. It's crawl space. Like, right. No. Stay with me.
Right. This is where the ghosts are.
It's the portal to hell.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was all these empty, like, antique old Budweiser bottles. Like, Budweiser. Like, they were, like, they had to be from, like, I would guess the 60s or the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a huge collection. And all I kept wondering was, like, was there a kid that used to go and drink in the basement and hide that from his parents at some point? Or was it a husband or like what?
Like a collection?
What? It was so strange.
But it's such a strange place, right, to put it up on the crawl space. I did have a friend when he bought a house, he found an old case of whiskey. We drank it.
Oh,
we're not possessed or anything.
What is wrong with you? It's disgusting.
It was harsh. I'm not going to lie. But
oh, what did you find under your house? 1-800-330-9999. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains September 16th through the 19th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. There's a new Reddit thread where structural engineers are posting things that they found under houses when they were doing their work, including human skulls. Oh my gosh. Mummified cats. And all kinds of creepy things you don't even want to think about living underneath you.
We had a family of woodchucks under my neighbor's abandoned house next door. They were really cute, as long as they destroyed everything over there.
1-800-330-9999. Isabella, what did you find under your house?
In the basement, like in a corner, I found this creepy little doll. And I don't want to touch it. And it's been about 6 years, but
6 years?
I have a thing with the creepy dolls. So a few years ago for Halloween, I did a display. It was creepy dolls. So I went to like Goodwill and all these stores and I got all these really creepy, scary dolls. And I had a psychic say to me, you know, you should give them out, get rid of them,
right,
have them blessed. Like, don't bring those into your home. And I did. I keep them in my attic and I use them every year for the Halloween.
Right. So, but you did the opposite of what the psychic told you, basically.
Yes.
To clarify.
This, I did it again last weekend. So I went to a flea market and it was the creepiest doll I'd ever seen in my life. And I go, oh my gosh, she would look perfect with the other dolls. So I assumed it was going to cost a lot of money because the thing is like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I asked the lady, I'm like, how much does this cost? And she said, $5, it's yours. $5.
Take it.
I brought it home immediately. And last night, the lights dimmed on and off randomly during dinner. And Paul's like, oh my God, you
here
brought another
again.
Doll into the house.
Right.
Like, here we go. But I convinced him that they protect the house from evil spirits. That's
They're your demons.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. So you're possessing the demons. They're not possessing you.
Right. Adam, what did you find under your house?
This like old, almost like toolbox. It was pretty big. You know, probably like 2x2. And when I opened it up, finally, it was just filled with scissors, like tons of scissors. There's probably like maybe 24 pairs in there, just old rusted scissors.
Wow.
It was bizarre.
They're a scissor sharpener. That used to be a thing.
I mean,
really?
Scissor sharpeners used to be a thing. You didn't know that?
No.
So we're talking like way back. Scissors used to not be disposable. I mean, as most things were at that point, somebody would come and usually it was like a cart and they would wheel it down the busy streets and you would bring your scissors out. It was like a little kiosk thing and they would sharpen it right there.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
At my dad's restaurants, I don't know if he still comes. I haven't asked. It's been many years.
Hmm.
But there's a guy that comes that sharpens the knives.
Yes.
That's his job.
Right. And he's like a specialist.
Yeah. Victoria, what did you find under your house?
Well, it was more under my porch. But we found this little pile of just little bones. And I think it was just like a chicken or something. But yeah, there's a pile of bones underneath my porch.
That's creepy.
Stuff dies.
What, you just put it under the porch? Chicken bones?
I'm guessing it wasn't a chicken. I'm guessing it was probably some sort of wildlife that crawled under your porch and died at some point.
Oh.
You know, that's what I'm thinking happened there.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you find under your house?
There, I found a full gas can right under the spot where I smoke cigarettes.
Oh, that can't be good.
No joke.
Did somebody just...
I mean,
obviously somebody left it there, right? I mean,
right.
The last owner or whatever. I got a guy that I used to live next to. He had like a dozen gas cans in his yard. It was the strangest thing.
Like, what are they keeping them for?
Oh my, I don't know. I would call the city. I did it all the time.
It's so weird.
Yeah, they come over, write a ticket. Not much would happen.
He just keeps them?
He would just keep bringing them home.
Wow.
Like, who needs more than one, number one?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, why are you leaving it outside?
People like to collect weird things. Maybe that's what he collects.
It was like a lawnmower junkyard over there.
Oh, here's something I randomly did not think I was ever going to say today. I watched the Emmys last night and I cried.
Wow, they sucked you in, huh?
Oh,
what
my
happened?
Gosh. Like, you know, just when you think these award shows are terrible and over and you don't want to waste your time watching it, there's moments like this that you're like, oh my gosh, like this is what award shows are supposed to be like.
All right, so what happened?
Okay, before we get to the emotional part, let's get to the funny part.
Okay.
Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez were up there together on stage because, you know, they're in that show Only Murders in the Building, which I hear is fantastic. I haven't watched it yet, but everyone keeps talking about it, so I will.
Same.
And they were funny.
You know what I love about working with these guys? No paparazzi, ever.
They were cute. They were funny. And there was also other funny people, like The Office had Mindy Kaling and BJ Kovac came back up. And Kenan Thompson hosted, and he did a great job. I always think Kenan Thompson doesn't get the recognition he deserves. He does a great job at everything.
Well, he's a nice guy,
yeah.
And he's not controversial. So, you know, that's kind of thing is, like, you got to do something that's somewhat controversial for somebody to be talking about you.
Right. Well, it's good because... no one got slapped, but it was the ladies.
If that's the rule that we're making now, that
it's the bar.
If that's the bar that we're setting here for the award show, like something is definitely wrong,
okay.
Right? Nobody got slapped.
But here's when I started crying, right?
All right.
First, Lizzo. She won for Outstanding Competition Program for her show Watch Out for the Big Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me. Black like me, beautiful like me. If I could go back and tell little Lizzo something, I'll be like, you're going to see that person, but going to have to be you.
So that was nice. But then, are you ready for it? This is where my heart broke apart. Cheryl Lee Ralph, her kids. It's her kids that got me. So she's on that show, Abbott Elementary, which is hilarious. I love that show.
I don't
show.
Watch it, but the previews look very funny.
Oh, no. It is so funny, and she is so funny. And I have to be honest, I had never even heard of her before Abbott Elementary. So she won for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. Her kids, her son and her daughter, are adults, right?
Hmm.
This is them reacting to her win.
Yes! Oh my God! Yes! Oh my yes, mommy! God. Yes, mommy!
Yes, mommy!
Yes!
Love you, mommy!
So that made you cry?
I mean, just imagine your kids being
look
that
at you,
proud
look
of
at you.
You
right now!
I mean, imagine your kids being that proud of you that they're losing their mind that you finally achieved all your goals. I got tears in my eyes again. Yeah. Like, I just think, like, what a beautiful moment. And then she gets up there and this!
I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know
and then what, you cried again?
Not yet.
Voice
She brings down the house with this, but she's not done. She's got more to say.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream wasn't, wouldn't, couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like.
I mean, that's what award shows are supposed to be like, to make you feel again.
Seems a little look at me, Louie.
I loved it. I mean, the kids screaming, we love you, mommy. We're so proud of you, mommy. That was it. That got me. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Kids beat Raven. Coming up in about an hour or so, you'll have your chance to beat Raven in pop culture trivia. The jackpot is $1,700. But all this week at this time, we're giving kids the chance to take him down for $100 Target gift cards. All the questions are geared towards children. Hi, do I have Sarah and Dylan?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Dylan, how old are you?
I'm 10 years old, almost 11.
All right, almost 11-year-old Dylan, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
I'm 46 and a half, and it's on, bro.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions geared towards kids. All you got to do is get more right than Raven, and you win. Okay, you ready to play?
Yep.
Number 1, the NASA Artemis mission has been delayed, and there won't be any people on board, but there will be a Snoopy toy figure and a Lego space team. What kind of animal is Snoopy?
A dog.
Number 2, California is phasing out gas-powered vehicles and says all cars will have to be electric or hydrogen-powered by 2035. In the movie Cars, what color is Lightning McQueen?
Red.
Number 3, Hawaii recently won the Little League World Series. What animated movie takes place in Hawaii is about a girl and her pet that she thought was a dog but is really a blue creature?
Lilo and Stitch.
Number 4, last month Japan had their annual Japanese Lantern Festival. What princess from Tangled would watch lanterns in the sky every year on her birthday, not knowing they were for her?
Oh, I should know this. I don't know.
That's okay. And number 5, Blippi debuted a new look and some parents didn't like it. What color is Blippi's suspenders?
Orange.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Okay.
Yo.
Dylan got 4 out of 5.
Dang, Dylan, what? Come on. All right, let's go.
Number 1, the NASA Artemis mission has been delayed. There won't be any people on board, but there will be a Snoopy toy figure and a Lego space team. Okay. What kind of animal is Snoopy?
He's a dog.
Yes. Number two, California is phasing out gas-powered vehicles and says all cars will have to be electric or hydrogen-powered by 2035. In the movie Cars, what color is Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen is red.
Yes. Number three, Hawaii recently won the Little League World Series. What animated movie that takes place in Hawaii is about a girl and her pet that she thought was a dog but is really a blue creature?
The blue creature is Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
I'm crushing. Here we go.
Number four, last month Japan had their annual Japanese Lantern Festival. What princess from Tangled would watch the lanterns in the sky every year on her birthday not knowing they were for her?
I mean, I don't know. Tangled. Is that Rapunzel?
It is Rapunzel.
Oh!
You guys are tied at four. And number five, Blippi debuted a new look and some parents didn't like it. What color is Blippi's suspenders?
I don't even know who Blippi is. Red? Oh.
No, they are orange. All right, you guys tied at four. And you know what that means, Dylan? You still are going to win that $100 Target gift card. Congratulations.
Yay! I'm on the phone. I just tied Raven.
Thank you.
You want to sign up your child to play too? Head to annonraven.com. Great news. Unbelievable news. We're going to be rich.
I can't wait. I am so excited for this. Tell me how.
Okay. So if you have like a big thing of change or even have some in your pocketbook, you're going to want to take it out and check. So if you missed it earlier, this is what's been trending.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and we're going to look right below the leaf. This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. That extra leaf is an heir, and that makes it worth more money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking for 2004 State Quarter of Wisconsin. Flip it over, look to where it has the corn ear on it, and if there's an extra leaf, it could be worth a whole bunch of money. Listen how much.
The record price for one of these is a Mint State 66 for over $2,500.
Woo!
What, the internet is an amazing place, right? Here's just this guy booming about quarters out there, and he sounds like he's famous. Yeah. He sounds like he's talking to a million people with this message right now.
Raven and I brought in our change, and producer Sean has been given the task today to go through our big buckets of change to see if either of us have one of these quarters. And we're looking for an update. Sean, what's been going on so far? I see that you still got a lot of work to do. I can see through our window.
Yeah. So I went through Raven's. I'm going to save the result for what I found from Raven's after.
What? Wait a minute, what?
It's the anticipation, Raven. It's the anticipation.
Okay.
I began going through Anna's,
okay,
and I stopped myself because I found what ended up being a 1,500 Spanish coin.
What?
Yeah. Could be worth more than the quarters.
Wait a minute. What?
And then I found out it was a copy. So, you know, okay, not worth anything.
Hold on. First of all, where did a 1,500 Spanish coin end up in my... Oh, wait a minute.
So why is she asking me?
Wait, why is it a... It's not real?
Nope. On the back, it says copy, and I looked it up online. It says these, the fake ones often have copy written on it or imprinted in it.
You are walking the cobblestone streets
in
Spain in a large red dress. A man came up to you and said a penny for your thoughts, and indeed, he actually handed you a golden coin. Is this a real thing that happened, or am I just remembering a Madonna video from many years ago?
You're remembering a Madonna video. Actually,
it was a great video.
I bet you where that came from is we went to the Bahamas years ago, and the cab driver gave Hayden, my older daughter, a bunch of coins. And, like, you know, and he called them treasures. Like, here's some treasures. So
give her fake Spanish coins.
Yeah. And I was, so, like, we got home, and she was like, Mommy, what do I do with these? And I'm like, just put them in the coin thing.
Right.
And that's probably what it is. Unless I went to, Walmart and they gave that to me as change, fake Spanish coins, which doesn't seem to make any sense.
I'm guessing not.
Right.
I will say Anna's had her coin jar has had more interesting things in it besides just, coins.
But is there a 2004 Wisconsin coin with a corn?
That's what I'm saying. Interesting. Does that translate to money? I want to know about the money.
I don't know. Maybe
the money, Sean.
Maybe I have to get back to you guys on that.
What?
All right. We'll check in with Sean later.
This is painful.
I know.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Rob and Jenny. Jenny, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we have a 13-year-old daughter, and she has a friend who has invited her to go on their family vacation over Christmas. And I am not for it just because it's Christmas and I want her to be with us. I mean, she's 13. She has her whole life to leave us and do all the things, but it's Christmas and I want her to stay with us and spend Christmas with us.
Okay. Rob, you're cool with letting her go?
Yeah, you know, I don't really see what the big deal is here. She's 13 years old. She's growing up and everything else, and she wants to go. So, you know what? Let her go. Christmas is just a day. It's not like she's going to be gone. It's not like she's going off to college. You know what I mean? Like, she'll be back in, what is it, 5 days they're going for? I really don't see what the big deal is. Let her go. Let her have a good time, and then we'll have a great time when she gets back. Like, simple.
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, what do? You don't move the entire family party or whatever. They get together for everybody, so it's like you're doing a side Christmas then when they return. It's not like you have everybody together. Grandma won't be there, Grandpa, all those types. It's not like it's her first Christmas either, though, right? She's 13. She's old enough kind of to make her own decisions on things like that.
Is she?
Look at you. Not in your eyes, not ever.
I mean,
she could be 43.
If my daughter wanted to go to Mexico with her best friend, and I trusted the parents very, very much, I don't have a problem with that. But not on Christmas. Christmas is you spend it with us.
Yeah, it is a popular travel time of the year, though, right? I mean, people have the openings in their schedules. And not for nothing, pretty nice in Cancun.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I guess we just see what the audience has to say about it, right? Maybe you agree with Rob. What's the big deal? She's 13. She wants to go and spend Christmas with her best friend in Mexico. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but they may see Jenny's side too. She's 13 and she doesn't want to spend Christmas with you. Like, that's non-negotiable.
I mean, it's hurtful, but you're not going to change her feelings just by telling her she can't go. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
As a mama, this hurts my heart. I mean, it's all good stuff, but still, it's a hard decision.
Mm.
Rob and Jenny have a 13-year-old daughter, and one of her friends has invited her to go to Mexico over Christmas break. And it's not anything about the trip. The trip is fine, you know, go. But it's a matter of you're not going to spend Christmas with us, which is why Jenny wants to say, no, that's a big holiday we spend together.
Listen, it's not like Dad isn't going to be bummed about it, too. But at the same time, he says this is a cool opportunity for her. Her friend is inviting her. You know, it'll be fun for her. It's life experience, whatever. She wants to go. We should let her go.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kelly, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I think that they should let her go on her vacation during Christmas.
Well, it's going to be hurtful for mom.
I mean, I feel bad for mom. I get it. Like, once they get older and they go to college and then they get to make their own decisions and then they meet somebody and they fall in love and then you got to share the holidays, like some kind of nonsense like that. Like, what do you mean you're going to your in-laws for Christmas? Get out of here. You know? I understand holding on to these moments. And if you don't have Christmas, I mean, there's some holidays that are just important to families. I could never imagine to this day being how old I am, not with my mom on Christmas.
I mean, you sound like a loving parent who loves her family, but you also sound very greedy.
Sure. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Rob and Jenny have a 13-year-old daughter and one of her best friends. The family has asked her to join them in Mexico over Christmas break. Now, Jenny, mom, has a real problem with that because that means her baby's not going to be home for Christmas.
Right. She's not worried about, you know, the travel, the trip itself, actually, and her going with the other family. All that is well and good. She doesn't want her to miss the holidays. Dad says, listen, you know what? Same thing. I'm going to miss her, too. It's upsetting. I get it. But on the other hand, it's a cool opportunity for her. She wants to go on this vacation. Let's let her go.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Lisa, whose side are you on?
I'm on the dad's side. I agree with the dad. But I disagree that she's old enough to make her own decision. I think she's old enough to put her needs and wants in verbal, but definitely 18 is when she can make her own decision. You know, it's important to let her express herself and let her go. It's Christmas. It's important to let her go.
I mean, if you're going to give her what she wants anyways, then it's not important to tell her that she's not making her own decision, right? I mean, I would think. Drew, whose side are you on?
I'm on Rob's side because I think like she's old enough to at least be on her own with like her friends and stuff. I don't think like if she's going to be with her friends, I think it's fine because I mean you have the friends' parents who are going to supervise her too.
I don't think it's a matter of not trusting the parents and being on the trip. I think it's more a matter of not spending Christmas with the family.
Right, right. Yeah. That's what mom's upset about. Hey, Jackie, whose side are you on?
I'm on mother's side. I have a 14-year-old daughter, and yeah, I can understand their need for independence and separating from the family. But like she said, there's only so many years you have them for, and then they're off doing whatever they want. And this would set a precedent of doing this kind of thing for every family, or not every family, but, you know, separate vacations for the family. You only get so many.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rob, our audience agreed with you today. If she really wants to go, it's a good opportunity. And, you know, tell her it's her Christmas present and have a great time. And you're just going to have to deal with it. It stinks.
Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. It's her Christmas present. She's going to have a great time. And we'll celebrate when she gets back. That's amazing. Thank you.
This is the thing about kids, Jenny, right? They make you feel so wonderful. You're on top of the world. Never knew you could have love like this. And then they smash you. They smash your feelings into little bits. It's just going to be you, Saint Nick, and maybe a frozen mudslide keeping you company on Christmas Eve.
Jenny, you're going to be cool with that?
It is what it is. I'm only one person, so I guess I only have one vote.
And one broken heart.
Aww. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,700 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains September 16th through the 19th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. All right, Maureen, you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Maureen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raven's walking out of here. Once that door closes, he can't hear us. The studio is soundproof. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Ready to play.
Number one, Harrison Ford got choked up at the big Disney Expo when he was talking about the 5th Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones has a fear of what?
Snakes.
Number two, a trailer for the live-action Little Mermaid was released, and it'll be out next March. What is the name of the prince that Ariel falls in love with?
Prince Eric.
Number three, a trailer for the Santa Clauses was released. In it, Tim Allen announces his retirement as Santa and is interviewing former NFL quarterback Peyton Manning to be his replacement. Peyton Manning was the quarterback for one NFL team before his retirement.
Oh, my God. Peyton Manning. Chicago Bears.
Number four, Leonardo DiCaprio is reportedly pursuing model Gigi Hadid. Gigi famously dated what former member of One Direction?
Harry Styles.
At number five, the Emmys were last night. Succession won Outstanding Drama Series. The White Lotus won Outstanding Limited Series. But what Apple Plus TV show won Outstanding Comedy Series?
Don't know that one.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, giddy up, because let's see. Maureen got 2 out of 5.
Not great. $1,700. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Harrison Ford got choked up at the big Disney Expo when he was talking about the 5th Indiana Jones movie. What fear does Indiana Jones have?
Snakes. He doesn't like snakes.
Right. Number two, a trailer for the live-action Little Mermaid was released, and it'll be out next March. What is the name of Prince that Ariel falls in love with?
Prince Eric. I only remember his name because he was my rival when I was younger.
Okay. Number three, a trailer for the Santa Claus is released. In it, Tim Allen announces his retirement as Santa and starts interviewing former NFL quarterback Peyton Manning to be his replacement. Peyton Manning was a quarterback for one NFL team before retirement.
Before retirement, he was a Bronco.
Yes. Number four, Leonardo DiCaprio is reportedly pursuing model Gigi Hadid. Gigi famously dated what former member of One Direction?
Was it Zayn?
Zayn is correct. Nah. They have a child together. Number five, the Emmys were last night. Succession won Outstanding Drama Series. White Lotus won Outstanding Limited Series. But what Apple Plus show won Outstanding Comedy Series?
It's got to be Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is correct. I'm sorry, Maureen. He beat you 5-2 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. It's Maureen. It's my birthday, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, happy birthday, Maureen. We have this cool shirt for you.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. And happy birthday. $1,800 tomorrow, Anna.
Did you ever read something on the internet, and then it felt like somebody just sucker punched you right in the stomach?
Not typically with something that I've read, but I've been in that situation before where you feel like you've lost your guts.
Yep. A new study that is clearly out to ruin my life says that kids realize at age 6 that parents are full of crap and liars.
Oh, here we go. You are in for big trouble this time.
I haven't talked about this at all yet because it's one of those things where if it fails, yeah. I don't want everyone to know I failed. You know, if that makes sense.
Well, you put it out in the public there. On the other hand, like, you've always been a big believer if you speak something, then you make it happen.
Right. So I've been working with my friend, comedian Lisa Lampanelli, and I've been writing a book. And it's called Lies I Tell My Daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And it chronicles all the lies that I have told over the years to my children. But it's done to protect them. It's done to make them better people and not terrible monsters in society.
I mean, this will be up for other people's judgment as to whether or not they agree with that policy, but right. There it is.
Yes. And we just finished the pitch, and it's going to be sent out to publishers in the next week. And here's the truth. If publishers don't want the book, I'm not going to finish writing it. Like, it's just one of those things where I tried. I've poured the last 6 months of my heart into this. I've been working really closely with Lisa. She's a good friend and a mentor. And it's like, if it doesn't go anywhere, I tried. It's been a dream for me to write this book for at least the last 10 years. Anyway, let's go back to this study. This study says that you can lie to a 3-year-old and they'll believe you. Mm-hmm. You can lie to a 4-year-old. But once children reach the age of 6, they know that you're lying. I'm telling you as a mom, that is not true.
I'm thinking that, honestly, it's the exposure to the other kids. People start to do the sniff test, right? Mm-hmm. When something doesn't sound right, doesn't look right, or whatever, one of those kids is bright enough to be like, wait a minute, even in kindergarten, that's when they come home for the first time after a week or two in school. John was just talking about this in the hallway the other day. Producer John was saying that it's the first time his kid told him that he was ruining his life. He said, you're ruining my life.
See, I think, here's the thing. I think that you're just not enough of a good liar if your kids stop believing you after age 6. And it sounds terrible. That's why I don't call it lying. I call it creative parenting.
Yes.
You know that.
Which every expert we've ever talked to has said that that's not a thing.
Well, that's what I want to point out in my book, is that the experts are probably wrong. And this story is so savage, and it's been lurking in my mind for the last few days. But I went to go get a manicure, and I had my girls with me, and there was another mom that was sitting directly next to me. And her son, I had to say, was probably 8-9 years old. And she calmly looked at him in the eye and said, if you're a good boy and you sit down while mommy finishes and get her manicure done, I need 30 more minutes. We're going to go to GameStop. They were going to go get a game, right?
Wow, that sounds awesome.
And I was like, oh, I watched this kid sit there with a smile on his face, quietly looking out the window for 30 minutes. When she finished, I heard her say, it's too late now, we can't go.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, she lied. She lied that whole time to get 30 minutes of peace and quiet. Now, the lies I tell are much more outrageous than that, and they're really done to protect kids. But I do think that at some point, right, it's okay to lie to your kids. What do you think about that? You can text us what you think at 1-800-330-9999. And if you never hear about this book again, you know that no publisher bought it. Why is it trending? Big news stories trending, and why? And just like it's been all over the last week, it's all about the Queen. Now, here's where things start getting sad, Raven, because, you know, first it's all the praise and love for her, which I think continues. I believe that it continues. I think, obviously, the Queen is held in very high regard and all
with
of
certain
that.
People, sure, of course.
Yeah, but now, like, all, like, it's like the news is looking for the bad things to report to keep the story going. So we'll start with a man that got arrested for heckling Prince Andrew during the Queen's funeral procession. Here he is yelling. See if you can figure out what he's saying. What did he say?
I have no idea.
Andrew, you're a sick old man.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, you're a sick old man.
A sick old man.
You're a sick old man.
Sick old man. I could barely understand it, but when he says it that way, it definitely feels more legit.
And
it's real. I mean, everybody knows there's something going on there,
well,
right?
Yeah. So, you know, Prince Andrew, and then he had all the ties to Jeffrey Epstein, and
right.
like, and they kind of
there's nothing
like,
good there.
No, and they brushed it under the rug, and like, and everybody loves the Queen, so they're like, all right, well, like, you know, we know what's happening, but we'll be quiet about it out of respect for the Queen.
Well, as soon as this is over, though, they're gonna like send him away. Like, I don't think he's ever coming out again.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's ever coming out again. But. You know, I saw that. I actually saw that story. It's interesting. They arrested the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you just arrest people, like if they were just shouting things at people here in the U.S.
I've gone to a lot of political rallies where, you know, there's the people that sneak in and pretend to be on the side of whatever politician.
Sure, of course, right, your hecklers.
Yeah, and then the hecklers come out and they've got the signs and they're yelling things and they just escort those people out. They don't arrest them.
Right, they might kick their butt in the back alley, but they're not actually arresting them.
Yeah, and then it gets worse. The other news story was that the Emmys happened and Succession won for Outstanding Drama. And its creator, Jesse Armstrong, he gets up to accept the award, and he disses King Charles.
What?
Big week for Succession's new king in the UK. Evidently a little bit more voting involved in our winning than Prince Charles.
Keep it royalist, keep it royalist.
What does that even mean, keep it royalist? I mean, is that a British thing? It's got to be a British thing.
I mean, if you thought you were going to win, just prepare a better joke. That's royalist. All I'm saying. Keep it royalist.
I don't think that
royalist,
that's a joke.
As far as, like, no royals. Royalists.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no,
it's not a good joke either.
It's not good at all. And basically, he's saying like they got voted to win, but nobody voted for King Charles to be king.
Right.
I don't know. As we're talking about this, I'm getting a text.
Thank you for pointing out the bad joke to me again after I had already heard it at Emmy real time speed. But okay,
I'm listening. I just got a text from my friend Bruce, who is the most official British person I know.
Yeah,
and he wrote, "Andrew is a sick old man. Shame it distracts from the celebration of her life." And but this is what I feel like the news does now, is they try to find all the things that are like trying to cause drama, like Meghan and Harry and them being there.
Why would the guy from Succession want to insert himself in that conversation?
Who knows?
Right? Like just go out there and be like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, we won.
I feel like we have another week of this and then we can, you know, just move past it and nobody can care again. We're going to be rich.
I can't wait.
Get excited. Here's your chance to win a ton of cash, okay? So if you've missed it, throughout the day, we've been talking about this.
You are looking for a 2004 D Mint Mark quarter, and it's going to be the Wisconsin State quarter. You're going to look very closely at the corn, and we're going to look right below the leaf. This little speck right there is what you're looking for. They call that the high extra leaf. That extra leaf is an error, and that makes it worth more money.
$2,500 to $4,000 if you find the 2004 Wisconsin quarter that has an extra leaf on the corn.
Due to an error, I want you to imagine that you are the proud coin carver for the molds for the coins.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this forever. Your family's been in this for hundreds of years now. You're basically the king of your community.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make an error like this.
There's rumors I read online. I wasn't going to go there, but I read it on the dark web that the people do this on purpose.
They
do it on purpose.
Right. And then there's this money out there to make.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of like their own retirement. They go out there and collect those coins before anybody else.
Producer Sean has been given the task all day long. We brought in all our spare change. Sean, you've gone through our big buckets of change.
Yes, I have.
All right. What do you have to report back? Are we rich?
All right. I actually have some really, really exciting news. I'm going to take a moment with the anticipation, just so I can kill you guys for a second.
You've been doing it all morning. You've been doing it all day.
Raven, why are there Dave & Buster's quarters in your thing here?
Because I love video games.
So why is it in your money thing?
Is it a silly question?
Anna, you got funny money in yours. You got fake cash in yours. I don't want to hear that.
Well, yeah, but that was a mistake. I thought that was real money. I didn't know it was fake.
All right, drum roll, okay?
Yeah, okay. I don't have one ready. I wish you had told me ahead of time.
I found two Wisconsin quarters in Raven's change jar.
Oh, look at this. I'm going to be so rich.
One does not have it, but the other one...
What?
...doesn't have it either.
I found a rim shot.
Oh.
I just wanted to kill you guys with it, that's all.
Wait, let me see them. Let me see. Exciting that you
were both so excited.
Wow. I mean, it isn't. All right, listen, man. Relax yourself over there.
These are. Well, I mean, it's cool that you have the Wisconsin 2004, but the he's right. They don't have the extra leaf.
Oh, I looked really hard at those.
Yeah.
I really wanted to see the one.
So, what is the. Is there any exciting news or no?
No, not at all.
I think that was
exciting for me to let you both down.
What? That's it? That's the end of this? That's the end of the day? Is that we didn't make any money?
Man, we thought it was going to be such a big day.
I mean, I brought in so much change.
Right.
Did you at least count how much it is so I could, like, buy us lunch?
I have, like, three more, like, quarters outside.
Yeah, no, you had, like $48, and then Raven only had, like, 60-something.
Oh. Mm.
60-something, though.
It's pretty good.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's good.
All right.
I'll let it keep sitting there.
Check your change at home tonight.